Psalm 54, Preface. The united prayer of an assembly of believers can never be in vain, for the crying of the poor and needy will penetrate the clouds and will ring in the ears of the Lord of hosts. When the disciples prayed with one accord, the place was shaken where they were assembled, in token that their prayer was heard. God will hear, and he will graciously help, often in a mysterious and wonderful manner, before we are rightly aware of it. As a true father, he defends his children against the cunning and power of Satan and all the wicked. However many and raging the enemies, if God is on our side, we are safe, for there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Christ our Lord also promised, where two or three ask, shall be done for them of the Father in heaven. Well founded are the words of Origen, saying, the prayer of a pious Christian is stronger and accomplishes more than the weaponed hand of a mighty host. Hence, we should heed also this exhortation of St. Cyprian. Let us be diligent to come before God in prayer, calling upon him without ceasing, for prayer is our strength, our shield, and our weapon. It upholds and encourages. It is our fortress and our defense in time of need. Neglect not to frequent the house of prayer. There is a power in the united prayer of a Christian assembly. And forget not that there is a blessing also in family prayer. Unto instant prayer, the 54th Psalm urges us. Prayer for deliverance from the enemies. To the chief musician on Neganoth, Maskil, a psalm of David, when the Zaphim came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. Summary. This psalm is an instructive example teaching the true Christian behavior towards the enemies. Twice did the Ziphites betray David to Saul, but David did not avenge himself upon them. He rather took refuge with God in prayer. On the second occasion, David took Saul's spear, and when Abishai asked permission to spear Saul to the ground, David refused. Yet thereafter, David cried after Saul and upbraided him for persecuting an innocent man without a cause. When men hate us and harm us and persecute us without a cause, we must not retaliate by returning evil for evil, but should commit our cause to God, to whom vengeance belongs, leaving it to him, in his own time and way, to bring to light our right and our innocency. And as to our enemies, we should do them good and not evil. Then we preserve a good conscience and will never be forsaken of God. Prayer. Lord our God, who desires not the death of the wicked, convert those who hate us without a cause, and turn the hearts of those who persecute thy Christians. Protect the poor and the innocent against the oppression of unjust men. Give us patience under the cross, and preserve us in the true faith unto our end. Amen.